From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, former President Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer criticized the Trump plan.
Trump care would be a nightmare for the American people, causing tens of millions to lose coverage, millions more to see the costs of health care go way up. 10 years from today, if President Trump and Republicans have their way, there'll be 24 million more Americans without health insurance.
The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million in 2018. Scotland's First Minister announced he intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for the Scots. At a news conference, Nicola Sturgeon said it's the right thing to give Scots an opportunity to express their opinion following Brexit.
In short, it is not just a relationship with Europe that is at stake. What is at stake is the kind of country we will become.
And British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Brexit's exit from the European Union. This is VOA News.